Jekka News, you need to know now.
Johannesburg 28, Pretoria 27, Rustenburg 29 grade. Ons begin in Diepkloof Soweto, waar wetstoepassers op die toneel is van 'n skietery wat vermoedelik taxi-verwant is. Die 50-jarige slagoffer is 'n bekende taxibaas wat doodgeskiet is, die polisie se Mavela Masondo.
As the police report a taxi violence a tax team that is investigating cases that are related to taxi violence. For now, this case, as soon as it is confirmed that it's related to taxi violence, it will be taken to by that task team that will start with the investigation.
Daardie klank te danke aan die SAIK. Verkeer in die gebied word geaffekteer. Hier is die woordvoerder van die Johannesburg Metro Polisie, Kolani Fitla.
Both directions on the route being blocked off to traffic between the N1 and Emeng Drive. Emergency personnel and law enforcement officials are currently on the scene, and motorists are advised to exercise patience and caution and to avoid Soweto Highway as vehicles are being diverted at the N1 and Emeng Drive.
Nou vir vandag se groot nuus, die polisiekommissaris van KwaZulu-Natal, Nhlanhla Mkhwanazi, sê die skielike ontbinding van die taakspan vir politieke moorde deur die minister van polisie Senzo Mkhunu het kritieke ondersoeke ontspoor. Mkhwanazi het voor die Madlango-kommissie getuig en onthul dat ten minste 5 beplande arrestasies in gedrang gekom het.
The immediate and adverse impact of the dissolution of the task team cannot be overstated. This is amply and succinctly set out by the Director of Public Prosecution, Advocate E. Harrison, in her letter that was written to me on the 10th of June 2025.
Die ANC sê intussen hulle hoop dat die Madlanga-kommissie wangedrag in die strafregstelsel sal ontbloot.
The proceedings kicked off yesterday with KwaZulu-Natal Police Commissioner Nhlanhla Mkhwanazi as the first witness to testify in the inquiry. The ANC says the work of the commission will play a vital role in restoring confidence in governance and strengthening democratic accountability. The party called on the commission to fully exercise its mandate and powers by acting without fear, favor or prejudice. The ANC says the fight against corruption is not negotiable and labeled the commission as a significant milestone in building an ethical state. Cliff Shiko, Jacaranda FM News.
Nog nuus uit die buiteland, koning Charles het klem gelê op die diepe verbintenis tussen die Verenigde Koninkryk en Amerika. Hy het president Donald Trump en sy vrou Melania gisterand by Windsor Kasteel met 'n feesmaal onthul. Trump het die week die land besoek. En Disney se ABC-kanaal het die gewilde laatnagprogram Jimmy Kimmel Live onbepaald onttrek. Dit kom te midde van omstredigheid oor Kimmel se onlangse opmerkings oor die dood van Charlie Kirk wat tydens 'n geleentheid by Utah Valley University doodgeskiet is. Tyler Robertson word aangekla van die aktivist se moord. Kimmel het maandag aan president Donald Trump se reaksie op die skietery gespot. Action as op nuwe meer nuus om 3:00.
And just repeating that traffic incident issue, the taxi shooting out on the N Soweto side, N1 and Emink Reilan, vir my daai area asseblief. Yeah, another late night host goes bye-bye. And funnily enough, it's another corporate merger in front of the 4AB C and others that's sitting in front of the Federal Communications Commission government thing in the US. So, yay. Talk about silencing your critics. Further details on that and all the other news stories at jacarandfm.com.
Jacaranda FM.
I was a ghost, I was alone. Touching, kiss again. Giving the throne out of the